Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
Steve, are you like falling asleep? What's going on?
Why am I falling asleep?
Oh, you just seem a little sleepy.
Oh, no. I'm fine.
Okay. Well, yeah, wake up because it is confirmed that Harry has a buzz cut. It's an HD now.
Yeah, I have many thoughts, all negative. Why?
Why would you do that? As Steven said in the last episode, no one ever looks better with a buzz cut. And this
No.
is just a testament to that statement. Why
No.
would you do that?
I don't know. This man, he might be getting a hair transplant. That's all I'm saying. He might be getting a hair transplant.
I am just like, oh, like why, God, why?
I
And
don't know.
every
We
time I
might.
look at the picture, I just have like, okay, remember that one scene from the SpongeBob movie where King Neptune takes off his crown and all the fish are just like bald, bald. But that's what just plays in my head on repeat every time I see the picture.
Yeah, his hair was definitely part of his identity.
His name is Harry Styles, for God's sakes.
This is true. This is true. So it's like I don't get the thought, except unless he's getting a hair transplant.
Why do you have to shave off all your hair for a hair transplant?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, we don't know
They
the answer.
usually do, though. I don't know.
Okay, I mean, does he have a receding widow's peak? Yeah. But it's just more pronounced now that he's fucking bald.
True, it looks worse. At least, like, when he added some volume to it, like, you didn't really think about it.
No. I just don't think I'm ever gonna recover. I will never recover until the hair grows out again.
It's gonna take a minute.
I know. Yeah, this isn't like Zayn, where Zayn fucking gets a buzz cut and then a week later he has like hair down to his shoulders again. No, this is a white man, a fully white man, where he has already thinning hair, a receding hairline. It's gonna take a while, and I'm pissed. I'm pissed.
Yeah, as you should be.
Thank you. Thanks for justifying this. Just, and him sitting there in his like little fucking sweater with a little smirk on his face. Ugh, God. We need to get him signed to Modest Management again because they never would have let this happen. Never.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why he thought this was a good idea. I don't know what it's for, why he's doing it. Just stop.
Like, is it to promote your new pleasing fragrances? Because they would have sold out anyways.
No, if anything, that makes me not want to buy it.
Right. Thank you. Also, side note, I don't really understand unisex fragrances because like how like I just feel like there's like such a distinct difference between men and women scents. And usually a unisex one like doesn't smell good. It smells like musk. I don't like that.
Yeah, I guess I think of, yeah, like the musky, like perfumes when I think of that as well. I don't really like that scent. But, like, I guess at the end of the day, it's like if you want to wear a more masculine or more feminine, in like quote, scent, it's like who cares?
Right.
So, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, I don't know. It's like you made a bad judgment on your hair. How do I trust your
Your
fragrance
judgment,
brand?
yeah, your judgment on scents. I can't.
Exactly.
Actually, Harry Styles is the most untrustworthy person in the world right now. So there you go.
Yeah. Sure.
Just
Yes. Yes.
thinking about all the hair phases he's had. This everyone said when he had the real long hair and the turban thing he used to wear, which was like really just kind of like a probably like a cut up t-shirt. That was the worst. And kind of, yeah, you're not wrong, but this takes the cake, and I will not be accepting any arguments about it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I will not get used to it. I will not accept it. No, nothing. Nope. Not even a little bit.
And he like is like hiding it. Like, where's your hard launch if you're gonna do it? Own
Yeah,
up to it,
like,
bitch.
yes, even the picture that was posted on Pleasing last night, he's kind of like in the shadows,
Yeah,
like
he is.
his head. You put that thing on the 0.5 lens and let's get a full ass picture from above.
Yep, with your full chest.
Yep, with your,
Show
yep. Don't be scared now, buddy. Don't be scared now.
it
Oh my
Yeah, it's
God.
a little bit of a tragedy.
It is. Honestly, rip to Harry's hair. Okay. Let's move on to some new music of the week. Jack Harlow and Dua Lipa both released new singles. Jack Harlow's song is I can't take that man seriously, but why is it so good?
I love it. I've been seeing it on TikTok all the time,
Oh, it's such a
and
TikTok song.
my brain just keeps going to like all like in the middle of the day. It'd be 3:24 p.m. and I'm just like, I'm vanilla, baby.
Same. My favorite lyric, hold on, I have to look it up. It's something about Lord Farquaad. Hold on. And in the spirit of me being Lord Farquaad this Halloween, it really just it gets me different. Oh, and he shouts out Detroit. I keep it short with a bitch, Lord Farquaad.
Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, oh, love it. Yeah, very unexpected. I don't follow Jack Harlow at all. I remember when his album came out like last year, I listened to it and it was bad. I just liked that one song.
First class.
Yeah, that one.
Yep.
See, I don't even remember the name already. I just
Yeah.
remember the little sound bites, like, I keep it sweet, sweet.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that one was good. But I just like, I can't take this man seriously. This man is so unserious. Like, he
He
is just
is.
making music for the laughs. And that's fine. You know what? Like, get your bag. Get your bag, Jack.
I mean, when is his movie coming out?
Which one?
White Boys Can't Jump.
Isn't it already out?
Is it?
Hasn't it like been out?
I don't think so.
Oh. I know it was on Hulu. I thought it came out like a while ago. Maybe
Oh,
I'm.
well, maybe it did, and I just have no idea. Well, Let's see. Jack Harlow. I'm on his little IMDb here.
Okay.
Oh, maybe it did come out. Oh. Oh, I guess it did.
When?
Wow. I'm embarrassed. May
Okay. Okay,
19th.
I thought it was like a while ago.
Okay, well,
Well,
that
okay,
makes
looks
more sense. Well, it made no waves because I didn't hear a single person talk
like
about it, good or bad.
No, that's true. I saw one trailer for it, and that was about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, will I
Well,
be watching still? No.
I mean, yeah, I'm over it at this point.
Oh my
Wow.
God.
Anyway, okay, well, good for him.
yeah, Jack Harlow, silly guy. Dua Lipa, this song, oh baby.
Yeah,
Lo
I
like
am
in a
kind of obsessed
serious
with it.
way, love it.
Oh my God, I love it so much. I've been seeing like a lot of mixed things about it, which make me really sad, but I think it's so good.
I think it's like I think that this album, I mean, obviously she's already like a huge pop star around the world, but I think this album is gonna launch her into like a different part of her stardom. I think
Yeah.
that this album is gonna just elevate her. I'm not like a music video watcher, but I love like a gritty, just like dancey music video, and that's exactly what this is.
Yeah.
I think the song takes like the vibe that we have from Future Nostalgia, but like a little bit darker, which is exactly the way that she described it in interviews. Like she hit the nail on the head. Excuse me. I love it. I love like the metaphor for like you better treat me right. I know what I'm worth or I'm gonna be gone, just like Houdini.
Yeah, love it. Like you said, the music video, it's so impressive to see how far she's come.
Like, remember New Rules? Like, remember when she would perform that song and it looked like she wanted to be anywhere but that stage?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, really uncomfortable to watch. She was uncomfortable, clearly. Yeah, like I said, she's just come so far. Like, she's got the stage presence and like she's one of the only pop girlies to have that stage presence, if not the only. Like,
Like modern day, yeah, because
yeah, I mean, like right now, yeah.
yeah, well, obviously, yeah, because like all these like TikToker pop girlies want to come up here and just do a little shimmy and have a little fun pop song and call it a day. But like, you gotta put in the fucking work, okay?
Yeah, you do.
And she's
And
put
it
in the
shows that
fucking
she
work,
has. Yeah.
yes.
You know, and she also vacations a lot, so you know what? You can have some play too. I saw somebody post. Did you see this? Like, there's 96 songs written for this new album, and somebody said one for every country she visited during the pandemic. And I was like, oh,
I didn't
wow,
see
that was a
that, but
read.
like, you're not wrong. Yeah, why was that bitch everywhere?
Yeah, she should not have been.
No.
But regardless, so excited about this new song. And like I said, I feel like some people don't really like it.
But
And
why?
they'll be like, she just has a bad taste in leading singles. I was like, okay, well, don't. They were like, and then I was like, Don't Start Now was like the perfect leading single because
Yes.
Levitating would not have been as big as it was if she didn't like soften people up with Don't Start Now, you know, to get into her new sound.
Agreed.
So I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen the other singles, so I can't say for sure, but like I feel like people like don't understand the idea that leading single needs to be like a commercial success, introduce you to the sound of the album at least. Like it's
Yes.
not supposed to be your favorite one. I mean, it could be, but
Yeah,
like that's
like,
not their intent. It's to
yes.
promote the album.
Exactly. And then usually the second single is the one that you're like, yeah, this is it. Like this is
Yeah.
gonna get me dancing or like whatever it's supposed to do. But like truly, what's not to like? Like it's dancey, it's fun. I like I said, I love the metaphor. She looks incredible, she sounds incredible. Like what?
Yeah, I don't know. I
People
don't
just like to
know.
complain and
They
it's
do.
annoying.
I mean, I think we're eating here, so.
I do too, man. I do too. Glad we're on the same page with that. Okay, so last week we did some of our predictions for the Grammys, and I think that we were like pretty close with our predictions.
Yeah, I mean,
I
close
mean,
enough.
there's only so much you can choose from. My confusion is John Batiste. Why is this man like, why do the Grammys love him so much? I had no idea who he was until what was it, like 2021 Grammys when he won Album of the Year and he like performed and was a really good performance. The song was good, but that's all I
Yeah.
know of him.
I only knew who he was because I know he did the music for one of those Pixar movies. So like I had a vague understanding that he existed, but like I
Yeah.
didn't know him, and I still don't. Like I just yeah, the Grammys usually try to throw in some like sneaks in there, like critically acclaimed people. But then I was
Lana
like
Del
looking
Rey.
back, well,
You said she was
yeah,
a
she's
sneak
come
and she got in there. She snuck her
I
way in.
You just never know with her. I'm very happy. I think it's deserved. I mean, she's always critically acclaimed, so but yeah, with John Batiste, I was like looking at the reviews of his album and like they weren't like that astounding.
Like exceptional, like
They were like higher end of good, but they weren't like amazing, perfect 5-star reviews, you know? Like if they were, then I'd be like, okay, whatever, sure. But they're not. So I don't get it.
well, I was really happy to see Janelle Monáe in Album of the Year.
I
Woo!
didn't even suggest it because I didn't think that was like a possibility
No.
because that album I feel like made zero waves.
But it's such a good album.
Oh my God, it is. It's great.
Yeah.
A great nomination. Well deserved.
What else did we? Oh, we weren't sure about Guts, but that got in there.
Yeah, that one's not surprising. I'm a little bit surprised about Miley Cyrus's album because it
Me
like really,
too.
I don't think anyone really liked it, or it, I don't think it really got good reviews.
I
Everyone
mean,
was like, it's like one of her better albums, but it's not great. Like
no.
in my mind, it's a mess.
Yeah, like I think I gave it like a 6 out of 10 or
Yeah, which is
nine.
like not good.
Not
I
that great. No, I mean,
mean, I
like
don't hate it, don't get me wrong, but
no. We expected flowers, so
oh yeah.
that got the noms, but the whole album, I was shocked, but sure, okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
sure. Morgan Wallen got 0 nominations.
Which is like insane to me.
Yeah, which I'm not sad about it,
Oh yeah, I don't care.
but it's just crazy that I mean, we saw this happen with The Weeknd when Blinding Lights was like the longest charting song for whatever year it came out, 2019, 2020, something like that. And this was kind of like a similar thing where it was charting at number one for so many weeks. It was like the song of the summer. It was everywhere. You like truly could not escape it. Zero. This man was selling out stadiums this
Yeah.
year. 0 nominations.
I think he said some shit about the Grammys, though.
Oh,
I
well,
think he
that'll
kind of
do
put
it.
the nail in the coffin. I think he was like, I don't know. I think that was on him more, but all still, you're, I agree. I'm just shocked that no country is like in any of the major categories.
No, and
And well, maybe best new artist, but whatever. I don't know.
oh,
I'm trying
Renee
to think.
Rapp and Pink Panthers not being nominated for Best New Artist. It come on, like Boy's a Liar, you could not escape that song.
Why is that song not nominated for anything, but Barbie World is?
Yeah, I don't get
Like,
it.
if Ice Spice was going to be nominated anywhere, it should have been for that.
Renee Rapp had like the biggest debut for a female album this year.
Yeah.
So come on.
Yeah, the Coco Jones noms are shocking to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't, maybe I need to give her a little listen. I never
I
really took her
know.
seriously.
Me neither. Oh.
Victoria Monet though, I
Oh,
don't
yeah.
I'm so confused about the best new artist nom, but I'm so happy because I loved her album. It's
I
so
haven't
good.
listened to it. So hasn't she been nominated for Grammys before for like songwriting and such?
Yeah, but I guess because she hasn't been nominated as an artist, but to me, I still don't think you should be nominated. I don't know, whatever.
Me neither.
And then Noah Kahan got a nom, which is well
Yes.
deserved.
Yep, I agree. And then it's either record or song of the year that every nominee is a woman. And
Record. Oh
okay.
no, neither. No,
What?
it neither.
Well, then
John
which
Batiste is nominated in both categories.
So then which is it? There's a
The pop album, I think.
pop album. Okay. And I thought it was one of the big ones, but whatever.
Pop
Nonetheless.
solo performance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, whatever category it is, it's all women, and I just think back to the 2015 Grammys, where only one woman, which was Alessia Cara, won for Best New Artist, and all the other winners were men. And
Yeah.
the CEO at the time, Neil, whatever the fuck he is, his name is, fuck that guy. He's now being accused of sexual misconduct. So,
I didn't even know
yeah, just for a little bit back in the day. But I remember he said when confronted about it, well, maybe women should just start making better music. Or that's paraphrasing, but
Yeah, that's pretty much what he said. I
yeah.
remember.
Yeah. And I will never forget that. Never.
Yeah, wild, but here we are. I mean, they have been making good music, but at
I mean,
least the
yeah.
noms are reflecting that right now.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Troye Sivan, two
Oh
nominations.
my God, I'm so happy.
Work.
I'm so happy. I really hope it wins because Rush is that girl.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's gonna be him or Kylie Minogue. But
Yeah.
also, I could see all of these people winning because it's like they're against like David Guetta and Calvin Harris,
Oh,
you
well,
know? So I could see all of them winning.
can we throw Troye Sivan a bone, please?
Exactly.
Please.
Agreed. And we talk about how Olivia Rodrigo is nominated for Best Rock Song.
Yes, for Ballad of a Homeschool Girl.
If she wins, I feel like there's gonna be riots.
I hope she does, though. I did see that and I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, I agree. Because like all the rock fans are gonna be annoyed.
Yeah, well, sorry, it's a rock song. It fits.
Yeah. Oh my God. And Lana Del Rey getting nominated for Song of the Year for A&W, a song called American Whore.
Oh, I didn't
That's
know
what it
this word
stands
stood
for.
for. Oh,
Yeah.
well,
The
okay.
chorus is, "This is the experience of being an American whore." I just love it. Like her last one was like NFR and they had to like bleep it out in the Grammys. I love it.
Oh yeah, Norman fucking Rockwell,
I think they're
right?
calling it like Norman freaking Rockwell or something. They did something stupid. I don't remember.
Oh.
But I don't know. I don't know. I feel like this is the year she wins a Grammy. In the
All right.
alternative categories, not in.
Yeah. I was gonna say, if you're thinking she's taking Album of the Year, I don't know. That's a big stretch.
No, I don't want to speak into existence what I think could happen.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, once it gets closer to the actual Grammys, we will obviously be discussing our winner predictions.
Yeah,
So,
there's still like too much time to like really say.
It's true. But yeah, so stay tuned for that. Let's get into the relationships. There's some relationship turmoil that's been happening in Hollywood. So if you
Yeah.
remember, Keke Palmer's baby daddy made that comment about her at the Usher comment or at the Usher concert about her appearance, the way she was dressing, blah blah blah. It was kind of just like swept under the rug by Keke Palmer herself.
Yes.
Well, now she is filing a restraining order and filing charges against him, and also filing to get sole custody of their son against her baby daddy for domestic violence. And she posted, well, I don't know if she posted or like these pictures just like got out to the public of pictures from the camera inside her home of him like throwing her over the couch, like putting his hands on her in other ways, screaming at her, just being a fucking devil.
Yeah, I did see the pictures. I think there was a video. I didn't watch that because I did not want to.
No.
I don't want to watch this poor woman get abused, but I did see the pictures. But like I didn't need to see anything. I didn't listen to the audio clip.
No,
Like
me
I, you
neither.
know what I mean? Like I take her word for it. I
Yeah.
saw the pictures. That's way more than enough. Wow. And it's just, I feel horrible. I just can't imagine like bringing someone into the world with somebody that you love and then like not being able to be safe around them and just being scared for your kid. And then she was like, she got that restraining order against him. And I guess it's like very rare that like legally you can get that permission to get away to like take custody away temporarily of like your kid's parent. Like I guess
Oh.
it's like hard for you to be like to like take your kid and run like legally. But I mean, we have clear evidence that he's like a danger to them, so
Yeah.
but yeah, I guess it's like rare for them like for like legally for them to grant you like permission for like somebody to not see your kid. Like it takes a long time, you know.
Oh, yeah,
This is
but
just
this
like a
was.
temporary thing, but it's like rare that that gets granted, I guess. Unless there's like severe evidence, which we saw there is. So I'm glad that that happened for her and she can feel a little safer. But he was even like gloating on Twitter. He's like, "No, I'll see my kid." It's like, what?
Yeah, like where are your lawyers being like, shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
Come on. It's just like, unfortunately, It's just kind of like an age-old tale where like abusive relationships start as just like these little comments, and then it builds, and then it builds, and it builds, and
Yeah.
it builds until it gets to the point where you are like your life is in danger. And it's scary because like that comment that he made about her to the public, about her dressing the way she did at the Usher concert, like I said, just kind of like was overlooked.
Yeah.
And but that was just kind of like the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, because everyone was like coming to her defense, and she was like, I think at first she was like unfollowing him, and then all of a sudden they're like back together, and we're like, oh, it's like, you know, I mean, like she can make her own decisions, but unfortunately, it was just like the tip of the iceberg. So I just like really hope that her and her baby remain safe. And I guess that's really all I have to say. It
Yeah, I know. It's just a scary situation. And someone like
is.
Keke Palmer, who's just so like vivacious and like full of energy and just always like on. I mean, like it just goes to show that like you don't know what anyone is going through, and like people are just so good at like masking what they're going through.
Yeah, right.
So be nice to people, guys, and don't
Yeah,
judge.
for real.
Because this is a perfect example of that. Okay. Chris Appleton and Lucas Gage, 6 months, divorce. Goodbye. After the episode of their marriage was just aired on The Kardashians on Hulu.
Yeah, I saw it was like literally the week after.
Yeah. I'm confused. I've been reading that apparent. So Chris Appleton was the one to file, and apparently this split is not amicable. There's
I
a
saw that.
yeah, there's tension on both sides, and apparently it's just been like building over time, and there's not just like one like major thing to pinpoint that made
They
their
only were
marriage fall
married for
apart.
6 months.
Like yeah, like
And they
what could have
dated for like
happened?
what? Like, they didn't even date for a full year before that. They got married like right away.
Yeah, well, so their relationship timeline is like a little bit wishy-washy because they weren't public until like we don't know like when exactly they started dating until they made it
Right.
public, but I
Right.
really don't think it was for that long.
No, I was thinking I was reading stuff and it was really only like a couple months.
Yeah, right. So yeah, really strange that like this would like he would file or like it would come out so soon after his wedding episode.
Yeah. Ugh, that makes me so sad.
I know.
I hate when marriage ends, especially so quickly. Like, that is so embarrassing.
That's embarrassing. Right. Like,
Like, I could not imagine. I would stick with it at least a year. Like, this is embarrassing.
yeah, no, we gotta do at least a year.
Well, it doesn't really matter. They're celebrities, so it's like celebrities aren't like real people.
True.
So I'm saying that like only half joking, but like they do live by other standards. It's like celebrities can get married like 3 to 4 times and it's normal.
Yeah, it's a different life. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Kim Kardashian herself was married for 72 for married for 72 days.
Yeah, that's iconic, but
It
also
is.
it should have been embarrassing, but it's iconic.
Yeah, actually everyone just felt really bad for her.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Humphries is kind of like he's a dark figure, but
Yeah, but that is really a pop culture moment.
Britney Spears is married for what, 18 hours, something like that?
Yeah.
72 hours maybe.
Yeah, I don't know the exact timeline, but yeah.
Yeah. So, it happens, I guess, but yikes, just really weird the timing of it all.
It is. Yeah. I hope they're all okay. I just cannot imagine being married to somebody for 6 months. Like I said, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. But I guess when you're a celebrity, you can just like do something else crazy, and then the story gets covered up and everyone
True. And it's
forgets
like,
about it.
well, he's just gonna go star in a movie and then like people will be talking about that. So it's like, Pretty easy.
Exactly. Yep. All right. Well, let's get into our toast and our roast. You can go ahead.
All right, my roast. Do. It goes to, why do I not remember? Oh, my roast goes to not really Jacob Elordi, but like society as a whole. Okay. So
Okay.
Jacob Elordi, like, he just has been like talking about how like he didn't care about Elvis before he got Elvis, and now he's just like, a job is a job, I'll take whatever they give me. And then he's also like shit talking, what's it called, the kissing booth at the same time.
Oh,
He's
yeah.
like, I was dead the entire time, those movies are horrible. He's really just like laying the nail in the coffin, and he's just, yeah, he's just like, a role is a role, and everyone is commending him for it, as I think they should, because I agree with him, okay,
Yeah.
on all these things. I do think it is shitty for him to talk crappy about the kissing booth. I haven't seen them because they look god awful to me, and I know I would hate them. However, like, just don't comment on it. Just be like, oh, it's not my favorite thing I did, but like, yeah, a lot of people really liked it, and I'm happy about that.
He kind of gives me like Robert Pattinson vibes, like when he talks about Twilight. And Robert
Yeah.
Pattinson is like, yeah, like what? Like he would just like make fun of like everything about the movie, and
Right.
people were just like, "Ha, you're so funny."
Oh yeah, this guy's dead serious. I mean, they both were. But
Yeah.
it's like, and we all agree, like, this is so funny. But when Rachel Zegler says she did not care about Snow White, she is like labeled like a fucking terrorist, basically.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it. So it's like my toast is going to like society, I guess, because like, what,
The double
like, it's
standards.
just, I mean, I know there's, we all know there's so many double standards, but this was just one that was very apparent to me recently, because I remember when Rachel Zegler was getting all that hate, people like really hate that woman for some reason.
What? She's just doing her thing.
Yeah, she also shit talked like that Shazam movie, but like, so did everyone else, so who cares?
Whatever. You know what? She got paid. How often do you people out there shit talk your jobs, but you still go
Exactly.
back to it every day?
Exactly. Like, you can be
Hello.
a little disappointed, but it's just like, why is it funny for him to do it? And like, for her, it's not. I don't know. Well, I know why.
I
Misogyny.
was like,
But like,
well.
but I'm just sick of it.
Yeah, no. I
And like I
understand.
said, I think both of their things they did are totally fine. Yeah. Don't shit talk all these things. Also, I would like it to be known that in Jacob Elordi's interview for GQ, GQ magazine wrote, he bears no, his voice bears no traces of Elvis speak today.
That's amazing. I know I read that. That is amazing.
That is the shadiest thing. I'm like, GQ, way to not be professional. I love
Yeah, whoever wrote that,
it.
good for
Messy.
you.
So messy. But yeah, that just needed to be noted. Okay. What is my toast? Oh yeah. Okay, my toast. I don't know. I can never remember my toast and my roast. I remember everything we talked to. It gets my toast and my roast. I'm like, if I don't see it written down, I don't know what I'm
Spilt
doing.
milk.
Okay, so my toast goes to Mitski. So they are doing a stage musical adaptation of The Queen's Gambit, right? Such a fucking stupid idea. Who cares? But I care because Mitski is set to write the music and the lyrics for the production.
Oh, wow.
I was like, okay, let's get the flowers you deserve.
Yeah,
Grammys don't want to
interesting.
nominate you. Yeah, she was snubbed again this year.
Yes.
Okay, then we'll get the Tony.
Wow.
I know. It's like, I don't really want a Queen's Gambit musical. That sounds horrible. But good for Mitski.
Yeah, I agree. Oh my
Like,
God.
very excited for her. And I don't care about this musical whatsoever. I probably
No.
won't listen to it, but like, yeah, do it. Get
You know,
it.
like supporting it in other ways
Exactly.
by talking about it, bringing awareness.
Exactly.
All right, my roast goes to Kodak Black, which like okay. First of all, this man has been convicted of sexual assault. So like Why are we still talking about him? Why is he still making music? Why did Ed
True.
Sheeran team up with him for a song a little while ago? I don't fucking know. But he has a new song called Kylie Grande.
Yes, he does.
And I do not listen to it, but I did read the lyrics. And the lyrics are as follows. I want Kylie Jenner twerking to this. And I want Ariana twerking to this. Every once in a while, we used to turn up, turn up, turn up. Think about them times you used to turn up with you. And then later in the song, he says, I want Ariana Grande in here booty shaking. Baby, where should I meet you?
I know. I read the lyrics and I was like, I really want to listen to the song to, 'cause like, how does this even flow? I'm sure it doesn't. But then I was like, oh, he doesn't even deserve a stream. And then I was like, okay, fuck him. And then kept scrolling.
Fuck. Like,
It's
what the
just like
fuck?
not appropriate. And
Also, just terrible lyrics.
also, yeah, like not good. Like it's unclassy and like not catchy.
No.
Like, if you're gonna say some misogynistic thing, like at least make it catchy.
Yeah, right? Come on now.
Like,
And yeah.
you hate women and you can't rap? Like, embarrassing. But
That's true. Yeah. Like, you don't even have,
if you just
like,
hate women, like, you're just a normal rapper.
right. Yeah. But if you have, like, some lyrics, like a good beat to back it up, then, like, sure. Like, every once in a while, you gotta listen to a degrading song. You do. It's just, that's just part of life. Okay.
Sometimes you can excuse it, you know? And that's your choices. That's your choice as a woman. It's your right as a woman, I should
It
say.
is my right as a woman. You know, thank you. All right. So I actually have two toasts. The first one goes to Pink, who gave away 2,000 banned books at her concert in Miami, where we know Florida is just, you know, a big pile of shit. Sorry for everyone who's in Florida listening. But I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably agree. Yeah, I didn't even know that Florida has like so many. I know that they had like a lot of banned books, but she was just like giving them away with the help of what's the organization called?
I don't know. I know that she was
Pen
doing it, but
Pen America's Index of banned books.
oh, I didn't know that was the thing, but cool.
So
I
yeah,
did,
this
yeah, I did see she was doing it though.
yeah, but just you know, was giving them away to everyone who was at the concert, and I think that's really great. So,
Yeah.
yeah, because books should not be banned. Especially not the books that they
Yeah.
are banning, which are mostly about race theory and LGBTQ plus stories.
Right,
And, you
right.
know, it's not like, oh, 50 Shades of Grey got banned when I was in middle school. Like, it's like, no, Fahrenheit 451 is being banned, and that's like an important book, Brave New World.
Every book it gets banned. Like Lord of the Flies will be getting banned somewhere. I'm like, what?
I know. Yeah,
I
like To
think
Kill
it's a
a
very,
Mockingbird. Yeah, like those are getting banned.
yeah, like important books for people to read. And it's like, yeah, I don't want your elementary school kid reading like Anne Frank's diary in full context.
Yeah.
No. But
Well,
like
that's
maybe
why
your
there's, yeah.
16, 17-year-old can.
Right.
Like,
Yeah.
I don't, it's just wild to me. It's like, yeah, obviously we want it to be age appropriate, but there's things that happen in the world that people like kids should know about, and like this is the only time we can expose them to these things sometimes.
Exactly.
Not everyone's gonna go on to college to read books, and college is even more like opinionated. Like professors really pick whatever they want. So it's like at least like in high school, like we can create a good curriculum about it, create a good foundation for these kids, but no, let's not.
Not in Florida, apparently.
Yeah.
And then the other half of my toast goes to Kim Kardashian for being named GQ's Man of the Year. I just think it's genius. I love the photo shoot. I love the cover of her with her bag of Cheeto Puffs. Look at her fingers. I love that she's in this oversized suit and like the slicked hair. And I Stephen did inform me that Boy Genius was a British GQ's Men of the Year, but whatever, separate. Okay, I didn't see that.
Hey, I wasn't
Sorry.
gonna bring it up. I was gonna let you have your moment to toast it, okay?
But this, I could not stop staring at the pictures. And I just love that they chose a woman as the man of the year. I just think it's so genius. It like on both of their parts, it was such like a good press move, a good career move for Kim Kardashian. I don't know. I can't get over it.
Right. I love the art direction of it. I love the everything, the hair, the makeup, the fits. I love all that. I just don't love that it's Kim Kardashian. I don't know who would have been better, but in my mind it's just like it's less of a statement for me when it's Kim Kardashian.
I mean, on one hand, yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from, but then on like the other, it's like who's more of a boss than Kim Kardashian?
Right. In my mind, I was like, okay, well, she's the man. Like, you know what I mean? Obviously, I get what they're going for. It's not that complicated,
Yeah,
but
right. It's not that deep.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I can't tell you somebody to fill it, but then it's just like, it's Kim.
No. Yeah, like obviously Kim Kardashian, like I have my feelings about Kim Kardashian, but
Like, she didn't, like, I don't know. 'Cause I just know it's not something she would ever come up with on her own. And I'm not saying she has to, but it's just like, it's not really her brand.
right.
Besides, like, I mean, she's a boss woman, I get it, but
I don't know. I love it. I thought it was so perfect. Like,
it's just
no
me being
notes.
cynical.
Yeah, whatever. Well, I'm not. I
No,
mean, I
listen, the
do.
looks and everything perfect. The art
Yes.
direction, the yeah.
I do have my feelings about Kim Kardashian, but like at the same time, I mean, this woman owns how many businesses? She's been creative directing. Like she did the creative directing with Gucci for a fashion show. Like she is just constantly on the move. Like just
Right.
herself as a brand, as a business. Like,
Right.
I mean, it's yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I just think it was perfect. So there you
There we go.
So you guys know where to follow us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow, a 5-star rating anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street, and go cyberbully Harry Styles for being bald. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.